Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Good Vibrations by Mike Amarell's California Beach Boys Experience. Jake, I haven't seen the lineup yet. I actively avoided it because I saw one tweet that said, well, this is different, and I was doing the breakdown binge. So I haven't seen it yet. So I'm going to pull it up right now and walk through it with the people. Let's see what we got. DJ LeMahieu leading off, playing first base.
Sure.
Giancarlo Stanton batting second.
Yep.
Aaron Judge batting third.
Yes.
Gleyber Torres batting fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Gio Urshela batting fifth. Clint Frazier back in left, batting sixth. Odor batting seventh. Higgy's catching, and Tauchman is in center field. So, all right. Hicks, after 3 days straight on the turf and still slumping, gets the day off. Is he hurt?
No, he was originally slotted sixth in the lineup. There's some stuff going down in Minnesota again, and so they canceled the Twins-Red Sox game. Hicks has decided to...
Oh, my God. After, so I missed a lot while I was doing all these breakdowns.
Yeah, him and Aaron felt it was a responsible thing to take himself out. My consideration is with Aaron and his well-being and making sure that we support him. This is real emotion that he's feeling right now, and we are going to support that. So, yeah, if you haven't checked on the world, there's stuff going on again. Dante Wright shooting in Minnesota. Canceled the Sox game. Stanton's in the lineup. He's supposedly
Tennessee High shooting as well.
Stanton is supposedly still considering whether he's going to play tonight. So this is the lineup as of now.
What the fuck,
dude? Tauchman in center. Yeah, world's bad place.
That's a reaction to the world, not them sitting.
Yeah. All right. So Hicks was originally in at six. So originally the Yankees listened about Hicks being in a three hole and changed it. Well, that's nice.
Yeah, so back to Yankee land, the top of the lineup. They're willing to do the dance, interested to see if San is in the two-hole tonight. Judge down to three. Clint makes his return. Higgy's behind the dish with Cole, which is a story in Yankee land. Also, Boone did have a pretty good quote on it that, you know, the game went to extras yesterday and Gary's been playing, so...
Yeah. I don't believe that. Just say that he's a personal catcher and you're fine. That's what they're going to do. Clint Frazier is a platoon. Just say it.
Coming in hot.
I mean, just say the things that your actions do. This is his third start, twice with Higgy. Yeah. Best hitter on the team, hottest hitter. Day game on Sunday, no travel at all involved.
Dunedin.
They're 20 minutes away from where they were yesterday. Yeah, I mean, I don't care about extra innings. It was one extra inning. What did Gary even do? So
caught him.
Just the Yankees' actions are much different than the Yankees' words sometimes. In the case of Clint and in the case of Gary and Higgy and Cole, 100%.
Higgy was getting this start anyways. I'm not with you on Frazier fully. I mean, Frazier was in a slump and he got benched. I don't think it's because of a platoon.
Boone said. Boone didn't say he's in a slump. That's what I'm saying. Their words are different than their actions.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Clint's back in the lineup. I mean, as long as he hits, he will play. It would be cool if the Yankees said stuff like that, but they're never going to do that. No team says stuff like that. So
it's nice that they moved Hicks out of the three hole before he took himself out of the game.
I didn't know about the Hicks thing until you said it here.
Yeah, it was Marley and
Hoke come out
on
of
it.
The house. I figured that just came out, but
so. Yeah, Lindsay Adler with the stand still considering. So, yeah, interested to see. I mean, Talkman's in center. We wondered.
Phillies Mets postponed.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's still a potential for this being up in the air. Talkman in because of Gardy, because the Yanks are facing the lefty and Robbie Ray. 2020, Talkman was kind of a mess on a couple different levels. In 2019, he was pretty good against lefties. So, that's why he gets the nod over Gardy. And maybe some old man turf stuff too, but 6 one way, half dozen the other between Talkie and Gardy in center against the lefty. Odor back out there. We expected that after having the game winner the other night. And yeah, a new top of the lineup.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I hate this shit. I was just reading the tweets and then I didn't know any of that happened in Minnesota, so that fucking, that's brutal.
Yeah.
Makes everything we're about to talk about pretty unimportant. But what to watch for?
The Blue Jays, Simeon, Bichette, Guerrero, Grichuk, Biggio, Gurriel Jr., Tellez, Kirk, and Palacios in right field.
Who's that? I haven't heard of him.
He's a young guy who he's only played a couple guys, but he's been raking. Teoscar, I think, is on the COVID IL. George Springer still hurt. And Robbie Ray is making his season debut for the Jays. Fell down a flight of stairs, if I remember correctly, with his kid or something.
Yeah, with
his
kid.
It was a little weird.
Something like that.
So I read that I think Montoyo said 70, 80 pitches for him. Blue Jays do have a full rested bullpen. They got rained out yesterday. So you're probably looking at Robbie Ray twice through the order and then piecemeal.
You think he'll even get that far?
80 pitches. I don't know.
They said 80 pitches?
70 to 80, said Montoyo.
That surprises me. Grichuk has slid all the way up to their four-hole hitter. Last time we saw him against Cole, he's the 8-hole hitter, and we said that was the most nervous that we've had him. He obviously crushes the Yankees in the first series. He absolutely destroyed the Yankees. He had a 500 on-base percentage. He had 2 of the go-ahead game-winning hits. He's still hitting. 344 batting average, 417. So Grichuk would still be my what to watch for. And now you got Kirk in the 8-hole, and you know I look at Cole versus 8-hole hitters, and Kirk is a bat-to-ball guy, so we'll see how he navigates that. Palacios. No idea who that is.
Yeah, that's my what to watch for in this game. Bottom three both ways. Rowdy Tellez, my guy. He's been slumping big time this year. Like horrific. Alejandro Kirk, also my guy, hitless on the young season. And then Palacios, kind of out of nowhere. He's been raking this year. And that's versus the Yankees, who are going Odor, Higgy, Talkman today. Interested to see what contributions we get on both sides of the ball from those bottom three.
Palacios has played 2 games.
He's been good.
In one of them. He went 0 for 3 in one, 4 for 5 in the other.
Baseball baby. So, yeah, interested to see what either side gets out from there. Another secret what to watch for would be if we can get to Robbie Ray early. There is a chance, Jim. There is a chance that we get Tanner Roark in this game, which that would be really nice for the Yanks.
Yeah, he's not great. He's not great. Yeah, man. I mean, this lineup looks pretty weird. It's on paper very top heavy. I believe in Higgy to get a hit. I like Talkman rounding it out with speed. But Clint's got a hit. Odor, like you said, it's a good one to watch for. Frazier, Odor, Higgy, Talkman. That's a very top-heavy lineup right now.
Oh, yeah.
Gary's been our best hitter, dude. I know you got a rest to catcher, but there's 2 off days coming this week.
Yeah.
They've played nothing but day games, and there's been no travel.
Well, I mean, I've currently got the Cole Higgy thing in a good bucket. I mean, if Cole goes out and just drops dick whenever Higgy's back there, great. And the time he doesn't, well, then you don't have an excuse next start. Put Gary in there. So for me, kind of win-win.
Maybe if Stan does pull himself, Gary just goes to DH, and then he's hitting.
Boom. And Gary will probably look cute on the bench today. There's some wins.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to call the game, man.
Yeah, they might. They very well might.
It's nuts. Fucking world. Accidental discharge my ass. What next? Pitching path to victory?
The pitching path to victory, James. Gerrit Cole, 8 innings. Albert Abreu in the ninth.
Albert Abreu in the ninth again. Yeah, that'd be nice. No, Cole's probably like 6 or 7 is what we want. The Blue Jays can hit. They roughed him up a little bit last time. Or no, he gave up 2 earned runs, and one was on a light inning home run, a slider that didn't break.
Let's call it an even 6.
6 innings from Cole?
We'll go 6. We're hoping for 7. Let's call it 6.
Chad's not going to pitch. He threw 31 yesterday. And then I think it doesn't matter.
You've got Chapman on the back end. He only threw 13 bullets yesterday.
And you have O'Day as well. He only threw 7 pitches. So O'Day and Chapman are available. So if Cole does go 7, you can go Cole to O'Day to Chapman. If you need someone to fill that spot, I think it's going to be Loaisiga. He's coming off 39 2 days ago. I still think he could do that.
Yeah, I'd lean Justin Wilson before Loaisiga. Yeah,
my bad. I forgot he's back with the team. I can't remember that he pitched, remember?
Remember?
Remember that I can't remember that? So that's the plan then. Cole to Wilson to O'Day to Chapman. And Chad's not part of today. If it's a winning effort.
I think so.
If it's a losing effort, Nelson gets back out there.
Yeah, I mean, Nelson, Litke. No,
I think those are the losing guys.
They both have a couple days. Sessa's been doing this weird short performance thing that's kind of funny. His last 3 performances, 13 pitches, 10 pitches, 12 pitches.
Who's that?
Sessa.
Oh, yeah, he's just a one-inning guy now.
One-inning Sessa, so.
I don't think that's by design.
It's just kind of how it's worked. But I like, how about we just go Cole, O'Day, Chapman?
Huh? Cole, O'Day, Chapman.
Huh?
I'd like to see Wilson again. I'd like to see him in a game. I'd like to see him in a game I remember versus a big team.
Okay.
What's their lineup, lefty righty wise? Let me take a look. They got lanes. I mean, if Kirk is struggling, you can bring Wilson in for Rowdy, who also doesn't have a hit. So Rowdy and Kirk both don't have hits on the season yet.
Both struggling.
And then the rookie.
Both struggling so far. Tellez is 0 for 21. Kirk is 0 for 11.
Not good.
No. Some question marks at each bottom of the lineup.
Let's have Cole strike out a bunch. What would you put the over under at Cole's Kuiper today?
Ooh.
I mean, do you know what Cole's Kuiper was his last start against Baltimore?
It's a big number.
20.
Yeah, I mean, in my head, I'm thinking probably like 15 would be the over-under.
15? How are you getting there?
You've got like 7 innings pitched, 10 Ks, 2 earned runs.
Okay. That adds up.
A start better than that. Win, yeah. Start worse than that loss.
Well, what's 5 plus 6?
Nobody knows. It's 11.
Plus 0.1.
11.1.
That's what his Kuiper was against the Blue Jays the first time. So we want somewhere in between 11.1 and 20. More than 20 would be nice. If he gets to 15, that's a good start.
That's a great start.
Yeah. I'll take 13.2.
Personal catcher. Looked great last start. Keep it going, Cole.
Keep it going. All right. Homer draft?
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft.
Jake won last series. Aaron Hicks gets him on the board. Congrats to him. The season score is 3-2.
Is that right? I might only have 1.
No, you got Bruce.
Oh, wow. Holy smokes.
Wow. You're really good at choosing struggling hitters to hit a homer.
I just like playing coy.
I think you got to choose another struggling guy.
Spotted you the two series. Now dad's coming home.
You have the first pick today. You should take Clint.
Let's see.
Take Clint, bitch.
Today's homer draft. Get out of here.
Take Clint.
You're ice cold. Don't bring any of that
take
over here.
Clint.
I don't need any of your bad vibrations.
Take Clint.
Bop, bop. I am going to take the most happy fella, Gio Urshela.
Whoa.
Yep.
Wow. Isn't Judge? Never mind.
Never mind.
You're taking Gio. I will take Judge and DJ LeMahieu.
Okay. They're good.
You told me that DJ LeMahieu was going to win Pride of the Yankees this series. You told me that he was going to crush these Blue Jays pitchers. He's in a minor league stadium.
Yeah.
So.
I only have him hitting 5 doubles today. I guess I say that for premonitions.
Yeah, that seems.
But a 5 double game.
Stepping all over the premonitions.
5 double game. That's my bad. I take full responsibility. Man, Higgy jumping one today feels right.
Think so?
Robbie Ray trying to sneak a heater by him.
I mean, I took Higgy last time and he missed a home run by about a foot.
Right, you jinxed Higgy last time.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you want to take him, but if he doesn't get one today, you run the risk of being the Higgy.
That's
chase.
Where I'm not feeling it, unfortunately.
He's got a .500 batting average.
I think what I'm going to do is take Gleyber Torres. I'm going to go left side of the infield today.
Gleyber and Gio.
4 and 5 hitters playing the 5 and 6 position.
Gio's a great pick.
Thank you.
453.
453, four-hit game, right?
Four-hit game, 453. Gleyber's
still feeling good. Gleyber had a big hit yesterday.
You know what?
Gleyber had the Judge scoring hit. I went with good vibrations.
If a ball goes to Gleyber and he makes a solid play before his first at-bat.
You've got him going.
I got him going yard with you.
Hopefully his first at-bat's in the first top of the first, though.
No.
You got him going down 1, 2, 3, top one.
No.
You him walking, because that's not at bat.
Maybe. Maybe hit by pitch. Maybe it's a single triple play. Would that be 1, 2, 3?
Kind of. I don't know.
Do you know what? It's been way too long since we saw a triple play in a Yankee game. Isn't the last one the CC when CC was pitching and Teixeira was around and it was like a five.
Like Yankees converting a triple play?
It was like 5-6-2-4-5-1 triple play.
So a triple play not against the Yankees.
No, the Yankees turning a triple play.
The Yankees converted.
Last Yankees triple play.
Well,
Todd Frazier hit into one in 17.
Yeah, I remember all Todd right. Frazier hit into one in like his first game, right? His first Yankee at bat.
Yeah.
Yankees turned wild triple play. That was in 2013. In 2014, they turned a triple play behind CeCe. So
2014.
Yeah. So that's a long time.
Seems like we're due.
We're due to turn a triple play.
I believe in due.
We got Rugi at second now.
Ooh.
He can turn him. Gio at third.
Gio, Rugi to DJ.
Cole won't allow it.
Yeah.
That's a Monty situation.
Yeah.
So we'll just wait that out. But yeah, it's been too long.
Davey, maybe.
How many triple plays in Major League history, Jake?
Isn't it 83?
Close. But really far away.
Really far off.
Yeah. BBD, how many triple plays in MLB history?
84.
No, real far off.
Ah, damn.
Real not even close. All right, let me know when you guys figure it out.
So, what's your guess?
722.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a really good guess.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
How much is it?
How many are there?
Yeah.
722.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Yeah, I was right on. Who'd you take with your second pick? Gleyber?
Gleyber, left side.
Forgettable.
Whoa.
Pick, just the left side, both G's. It's like, bleh. Last time I shit-talked a pick, you got it right, so.
It's It's not going to excuse you.
Yeah,
it's
it
not going to excuse you.
I'm helping you out.
No.
I'm helping you out.
Our team has officially fully disconnected from your ship talks.
No.
I don't care if there's canals. I don't care what's involved.
You care about canals.
Your ship talk will not be involved in our team. Thank you.
Geo and Glaber talking ships. What do you think? Playing Battleship? Let's play Battleship. What's the over-under? Cole versus dog shit?
Battleship never did it for me.
Really? You're lying.
No.
Did you ever play properly?
Yeah.
Who'd you play against?
I don't know. Other kids.
Yeah, you got. It's an adult versus a kid game only.
Ah.
Two kids playing Battleship. No, not good. There's too much patience on one side and
adult
not enough on the other.
Adult versus a kid game.
Yeah. I'll bring a kid in here. You guys will play Battleship. You'll enjoy it.
Bad gas right now.
Ooh, interesting.
Over-under has to be...
8.5.
Yeah, I like 8.5. Maybe 9?
I think it's 8.
Wow.
What is it? It's 9?
Bug eater season.
I'm going to take the under.
Cole looked good.
Yeah.
Last time out.
I believe in Cole, and I don't think the Yankees need that much offense.
Some Blue Jay slop would be pretty sweet.
I'm 0 for my last 3 in over-unders. Do you know that Will was putting together like our stats? And in... We've made... How have I made less picks than Jake in the over-under?
Doesn't seem good.
Good question.
No. We've made the same amount of picks. 201. In 201 picks between us, we've done the over-under on 201 Yankee games.
Yeah.
I'm 101 for 100. You are 99 for 102. That's incredibly close.
Yeah.
But mine's a winning record and yours is a losing record.
Gambling, kicking your ass this year in the over-under, and I'll take the over tonight. You're ice cold. I kind of just got to fade the fade. Your pick is locked in, too. So.
Oh, yeah, I like your pick, though.
I like your pick. Hmm. Trade?
No.
Okay.
No. Close. I like that I don't like my pick.
Close.
I haven't liked a pick in a long time.
8-2 Yanks.
Who's giving up 2 runs?
Like Licky.
Some weird call. MLB's all about him. Have the Blue Jays been scoring runs, man?
Good vibrations.
They scored 15 last game.
You know it's another, like, huge factor in this game, Jim?
If it gets played at all or not?
For sure. Both these teams are 4-5. So the winner of today is, like, out of the early season. Hole, we're 500, we're running. The other team is like, oh, my God, 4-6. This stinks.
Mm.
So let's not be the losing team today.
Let's not be the losing team.
Let's not lose today.
Gary's taking throws at first base. Same with Talkman.
Throws at first base season.
Him and Talkie out
this
there?
This is a blast.
Who else would be over there? DJ? He doesn't care. He doesn't need to practice.
No.
Do you think like they're running infield right now? It's just Talkman and Gary over at first?
Oh, yeah.
I guess Bruce would still do that.
DJ's like...
Wait, so Bruce said again, huh?
Yeah, lefty, double bench, slumping.
In my head, he's like off the team.
It's the slumping double bench.
I know that Yankees fans got too hot about it, but I'm really interested. Like another what to watch for is just Odor's at-bats.
Well, that's where you got to be careful today because I could see the Yankees, if Rugi gets hot... Which, by the way, I mean, he was 1-for-5 yesterday, and it was kind of a bloop single.
But he didn't strike out.
But if Rugi gets hot, like, I think they want to get Jay Bruce back in, and it could be like a DJ off the feet day if Rugi does something big today.
You think they want to get Jay Bruce back in?
Yes.
I don't.
It's still early in the young season, man.
They openly said that.
They already used the option. Like, they have him as a part of this team.
But they openly said that they would have not made him part of the team if Voit was healthy. And then they made him part of the team. And then they went out and traded for Odor when they could have just rode Bruce out. So the fact that they made a move makes me think they want Odor to work out.
I think the Odor
more.
Thing's kind of not attached to that. I mean, Wade gets sent down.
Well, I mean, Odor is playing over Bruce, and they went and traded for Odor. You don't think there's an attachment there?
Yesterday, it's your first Yankee game. Bruce was slumping. I think they're going to bench him again. It's so early in the season. It's not like they're quitting on Jay Bruce.
I think they kind of are.
We'll see him tomorrow.
I think that they're one step. Like, they went and traded for a guy to play instead of Bruce.
They traded for another bench guy.
Yeah, but now he's starting two games in a row instead of Bruce.
Yeah. So did Guardian, now Clint's back. I mean, they're going to shuffle guys this whole season.
I think they're hoping Odor gets hot. Because the defense is better at both positions. Or not both positions, but the defense is better all around. And it's another lefty. And five bat-bats, his approach is better. So like,
I think they're hoping either gets hot. And that they could ride one of them out.
Yeah. But, yes. We'll see. That's why I'm interested in Odor's at-bats. Because if he's not striking out, if he's seeing pitches, then it's going to be pretty easy for him to play over what we've seen Bruce do. Which... that's been just awful at bats. He's been giving us Chris Carter at bats.
Play good in your play.
Yeah. What's Chris Carter up to?
Clint, Brett.
Is Chris Carter still raking in the Mexican League?
Ruggie. Good Australia, Chris Carter.
That is not the Chris Carter I was thinking of. Mets pitcher.
Wow.
Chris Carter is, yes, still raking in 2019. Oh, 2019 stats. Hit played 120 games, man. 1.158 OPS in the Mexican League. Go, Chris Carter, go.
Go, Chris Carter.
Yeah, tearing it up. You have any premonitions before we get out of here?
Nothing crazy, just the five doubles from LeMahieu.
That's cool. I mean, that makes me think that it's a really... No, the Yankees are just winning big. You have the Yankees winning big? 20-0?
No. 8-2. I told you that. That's not a premonition, though. That's more fact-based.
I don't think 8 runs gets him 5 at-bats. Totally does.
What's your premonition?
Game gets postponed.
Okay.
Kind of a terrible song to play. There's not good vibrations in the world right now. It sucks.
Almost an opposite day song.
See you guys. Enjoy your Monday.
Job, BBD. Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.